This afternoon, we've been talking same-sex marriage. So many of you said there are bigger issues at play here, and electricity is top of the charts. It's through the roof, like your power bills. On Wednesday, some of the country's biggest electricity retailers are being summoned to Canberra for face-to-face with the Prime Minister. But I'm not sure how much browbeating that the PM will be able to do to change things, especially on the short term. Long term, yeah, sure, there are things that can be done. Short term, don't know. But what can you do right now to get your electricity bills under control? Well, I've been talking about the 50 Up Club for some time. Today, they've launched their Power Up and Save campaign. The idea, strength in numbers. Christopher Zinn is on the line as the campaign director. Christopher, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
How are we getting? How are we planning to get a better deal on our electricity bills?
Because it really is action in numbers as well. The problem is that many people, 50% of households haven't switched in the past 5 years. And one of the reasons the PM is hauling those retail electricity people up to Canberra is to explain why, when you've been on a discount, suddenly when that 1 or 2 year contract expires, you're on a much higher, what's called a standing offer. And as the Australian Energy Regulator says, the difference between those top-end standing offers and the bargain basement discounts can, in Brisbane, for an average four-person household, can be $900. So there's a big difference in the tariffs different people pay. And often they get moved. They might be alerted, but they're not aware. So I think the whole point of this campaign is get engaged. And this is just one of the ways. You can just join the group, and there's no cost or obligation, of course. And we'll come up with an offer. Have a look at that. We'll explain it in ways that you can easily compare with what you've got. If it's better, have a look at it. If it's not, don't. But you can also go to comparison sites or the government site. I think I'm just saying, if you don't do something, you end up paying. And with electricity costs going up, you end up paying more and more.
Yeah, 100%. How many people are you looking for or budgeting on to get this up and running?
Well, look, we're looking for 30,000. And actually, in the past, we've focused on households. We're throwing this open to small businesses as well, because small businesses have all sorts of issues.
Yeah.
They haven't really, been exposed to the benefits that competition can give in electricity, but it is out there. So we're trying to get small businesses, and we're after 30,000. I'm just looking at the tally now. We're almost at 3,000. So we got a first day of the month, and we're almost 10% of the total. So it's a great start.
So what type of discount would 30,000 people give you? Can you put it in figures, numbers, percentages?
Look, it's very hard to say. What I would say is, just looking at those regulators' figures, for the people who are on the very top, top rate now, the savings could be in some hundreds of dollars. Even if you're on a good deal now, you might not be on a good deal for very long. So it's worth checking out. So look, for what might be amount to 5 or 10 minutes work, if it goes through, for many people, I would imagine the savings would be, and I've got to be careful with the ACCC how I say this, but, it would be worth getting out of bed for. It would have to be, because so many people are paying more than they need to, and there are competitive offers out there. And some, our whole idea is to come up with an offer that you couldn't actually find yourself. So hopefully, in some ways, it is more attractive than those that are publicly available on the market. And that's what that strength of number idea delivers.
And Chris, that's exactly why I wanted to talk to you this afternoon, because so many people are saying this is the biggest issue facing them right now. In fact, I even had a call this afternoon saying, same-sex marriage, these politicians, they don't get it. Look, my mum, she's sitting at home. She is afraid. She's scared to flick on the lights at night because of how much the bill's going to be. So there are a lot of people hurting as far as power bills are concerned. How long have people gotten? Where can they do to jump on this?
Yeah, go to 50upclub.com.au. We're doing it for the next 4 weeks. But I would say, that does pain me when I hear stories like that, because electric light doesn't use much. Heating can add up, but people do make sacrifices. This is part of the problem. It's kind of knowing what to save and how to do it. And the government sites do give some energy efficiency things. But ultimately, if we wait for the government or industry to do stuff, I'm afraid we'll all freeze to death or boil to death in the summer. You can do something, and that's make sure that you are not paying a zack more for the kilowatt hours than you need to.
Christopher Zinn, appreciate your time this afternoon. Power up and save. You can do it with 50 Up Club. As I said, any offer like this that I come across that's going to help you, I'll try and bring it to your attention. It's a no-brainer. And what did Christopher say? It's worth getting out of bed for, spending a couple of minutes on this, and it could have a dramatic effect on your power bills.